House Speaker Richard Corcoran raised the specter of a special session before lawmakers officially got down to work.
I've said it 1,000 times, the House will not raise taxes. We will not raise taxes. And if that means a lengthy year, we're prepared for that. But we will not raise property taxes. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
And that's provided fuel for the months-long speculation on whether the legislature will leave Tallahassee on time. Lawmakers have one job, pass a budget. But the talk of special session has ratcheted up in recent weeks as a $4 billion gap between the House and Senate spending plans has emerged. The differences are fueled by big disagreements over water, federal health care funding, gambling, and local taxes that support education. Now Senate President Joe Negron says he's not leaving town until there's a deal on his top priority, securing additional water storage around Central Florida's Lake Okeechobee.
So I'm committed 100% to not concluding session until we have additional southern storage not only planned for and arrangements made to secure it, but that we also have it paid for.
But House leaders have said they don't support plans for financing the project, a move called bonding. Jack Ladvalla also raised the possibility of special session while joking during a recent speech to the Capital City Tiger Bay Club.
Only 14 more weeks to go. Fully believe that we'll be here right up till close to the 4th of July. You know, the way the Constitution is set up, the governor takes over the budget on July 1st and decides what's going to continue to be funded. And I know there's no way the House of Representatives will ever allow that to happen, so I know we'll be done by July 1st.
July 1st is the start of a new fiscal year. And to Ladvalla's point, if the governor gets to take over the budget, he's likely to keep the state's tourism and economic development agencies funded, something the House adamantly opposes. But now Ladvalla has changed his tune, saying there's still hope for an on-time ending.
We need to start in conference by the first of the week in order to get done on time. But I have every confidence that we will do that at this point, which is different than my opinion in the first part of this week.
The key to it all is getting basic budget allocations out early next week, and House Speaker Richard Corcoran says he expects that to happen at the latest Monday.
I mean, I think optimally it would be nice to have allocations by Monday. That would give almost a full week for committees to meet and bumps to occur.
Translation, Corcoran says a week is enough time for lawmakers to iron out differences within the budget and make time for the mandatory 3-day cooling off period. The Orlando Sentinel estimated in 2015 that each week of a special session costs Florida taxpayers about $200,000 in reimbursement for travel, hotel, and meals for 160 lawmakers. And while it may not sound like a lot, each dollar is money the state could have spent elsewhere in its budget. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.